재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵
Sheshu in the studio.
Hey. Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Did we change the drum sound for the drum roll?
A little more epic.
Yeah, we went from snare drums to timpani's new season. We are coming on up.
That's right. Oh, the changes that
yeah,
we made.
Yeah, I highly expect PD님 next season. We have a full orchestra in here.
완전 심포니를 축하드리는 커피 쿠폰 winner 기대하겠습니다. Are you, you know, a 첫인상 type of person? Do you fixate on the 첫인상? 또는 반전 매력을 조금 기대하는 사람인가요? 아니면 어떻게...
I think
What's your thought
저는
process?
조금 둔한 사람이었어요. I'm kind of a thick person.
Okay.
So I think I don't really have first impressions because I'm not a very observant person.
Aha, 그럴 수 있어요.
Yeah. I think for me, I don't judge people based off the first impression because I just can't get things through my thick skull.
Ah, 그럴 수 있어요. That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good way to say 둔한 성격.
Right.
It's 털털한 성격도 얘기해요. It's a great
둔하면은, yeah, kind of dull.
A little dull, but also, I mean, just shaking it off. No need to judge people right off the bat. Yeah. Well, in any case, we are talking food, and that brings us to our Ibu quiz. No, we don't have an e-book quiz. Oh, that's right. I'm so sorry. Another change is that 커피 쿠폰은 1부에서 끝나는 거예요. That's right. I totally forgot.
Y'all were too smart. We're giving out too much coffee.
That's right. Mm-hmm. 잊어버렸어요. Well, that sucks, but you can keep on sending your messages just to keep us company.
Please do. Yeah, we don't know everything. We'll definitely have some questions for the audience. And if you do, please chime in and send in those messages.
There you go. 너무 기대, 습관으로 얘기를 해서 그런가 봐요. 그래도 문자 보내주시면 2부에서 줄 거니까요. 커피 쿠폰. 퀴즈는 대신 없대요. Sorry. 잘못 정보 못 드렸어요. 2부에서는 커피 쿠폰 주긴 주는데 퀴즈는 없는 걸로 할게요.
That's right. Now it's really open for anybody.
It's
you don't have
free.
To know anything.
All right. Well, let's get to our topic today.
Yeah. So I can't believe we've gone this long and not talked about baking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Baking.
Are you a big baker?
제가 중학교 때부터 즐겨 봤던 채널이 Channel 74 was the home HGTV, Home and Garden TV 채널이었거든요. And so I switched between that and the Food Network. Mm-hmm. And the first thing I ever made in middle school was cheesecake.
Ooh, that's a good one to start with.
Yeah, cheesecake 너무 맛있는데 비싸잖아요.
Sure.
그래서 더 비싸게 재료를 잔뜩 사가지고 한번 만들었는데 처음에는 진짜 맛있었어요.
Right.
두 번째는 실패하더라고요. 꼭 이래요.
I know. It's like you have beginner's luck.
그러니까요.
And then just doesn't come back again. So we're going to talk about baking today.
All right.
There are some words specifically in Korean. So we're going to be talking about basic baking terms, 제빵 or 제과 용어.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so 제빵 is referring to like, you know, bread baking. 제과 is more kind of desserts and cookies.
Okay.
And yeah, I guess we got to start with the dough.
Gotta make that dough.
Gotta make that dough, girl. And so, yeah, the interest, and already right off the bat, we kind of come to an interesting word, 반죽.
반죽. Yeah, that's true. I mean, if you know basic Korean, 반 is like half and 죽 is porridge, you're like, oh, half porridge equals dough. That makes sense.
But it starts getting kind of tricky when you look at it because 반죽 means both batter and dough. So a batter is 조금 더 물기 있는
맞아요,
반죽.
그쵸.
그래서 뭐 튀김옷이나 뭐 와플, 팬케이크 같은 거 만들 때 it's a more 묽은 what is it 반죽? And a dough is one that you'd use to make bread. So one that's much thicker and it's one that you kind of mold with your hands.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of science that you can really find in 반죽.
Mm-hmm.
그래서 어렸을 때, 뭐 초등학교 때 과학을 배우고 싶을 때 우리 선생님이 항상 이 반죽을 갖고 오시더라고요.
Sure, sure.
There's a lot of, you know, cooking and baking in general. There's a lot of science.
Yeah, you can start breaking it down into things like non-Newtonian fluids.
Oh my
hydrocolloids
gosh. It's
and
too
whatnot.
Much.
So that's why they say 그 뭐 요리는 예술이고
그렇죠.
그 you know, baking은 그 과학이다. You know, what is it? Cooking is an art and baking is a science. Yeah, it's true. You can't really deviate from that and a lot of it is almost architectural in a way.
Makes sense.
But the interesting thing about a panjuk, and I didn't realize this until I was putting together the script for the show.
Mm-hmm.
So in Korean, a blender is a miksugi.
Right, right, right.
And so a stand mixer, like one, you know, one you'd use to make dough, is called a panjukki. You know, a dough machine. That makes sense.
Okay.
However, once you start differentiating between a hand mixer and a stand mixer, then it becomes a mixer again. Stand mixer, hand mixer.
Oh, 헷갈리게 되네요.
And so what I started digging a little bit deeper, and it turns out more and more as people are baking and buying more of these cooking appliances to use at home, we're starting to adopt the term blender.
A okay,
little bit
great.
More often for, you know, like, you know, the one you use to make smoothies, and mixer to mean the one that you use to make a 반죽.
맞아요. 왜냐면 영어로는 믹서는 그냥 뭐, it's stuff that you make dough with.
Yeah, because it mixes it together.
Right.
And yeah, so again, like, you know, hand mixers and stamp, you know, it's a mixer because it mixes.
and so you've
made the dough. And another word that we can introduce here is 휴지 or 휴지기.
Oh.
They always say you have to rest your dough because of the glutens in there. And those are basically the protein that forms. You can see it. If you leave a dough just sitting there for about an hour or so, it will be visibly more relaxed. It will kind of tighten, it'll be tight at first, and then it'll be looser and easier to work with. And so 휴지 is resting, and 휴지기 is that resting period.
Aha, 기간. Mm-hmm.
기간, exactly. 기간의 기.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, you know, if you've ever made any sort of bread, you know, there's lots of recipes that are just three ingredients, couple hours needed.
Mm-hmm.
When it's rested, of course, when you put some yeast in it,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it changes completely.
Sure, because it's undergoing 발효 or 숙성. And these are not the same words.
Why not?
Yeah, so 숙성, it means to kind of like age. And 발효 means specifically to ferment. So 발효 is almost a subset of 숙성.
Okay.
숙성, you know, can be like 숙성회. For
그렇죠.
example, you're not fermenting the fish.
Mm-hmm.
You're just letting it age. However, when you 발효 something, when something is, you know, when you ferment it, that's specifically when you have bacteria and yeast kind of doing a lot of work for you.
Oh, okay. So it doesn't really necessarily have to do with the time rather than the ingredients?
So ingredients, time, temperature, all the, so those
uh-huh.
three factors,
okay.
right? So like, for example, like there are, you know, we'll talk about, you know, things like 식소다 later on, but, you know, that something with that wouldn't necessarily be 발효 because it's not undergoing fermentation.
Okay. Mm. 과학이네요, 진짜로.
It really is. And then finally, once, you know, it's undergone its 휴지기, 그리고 발효하고 나서, finally, it's time for 굽기, for baking, which, again, is a tricky word because...
It is. Because we say 군, 뭐, 닭 같은 것도 있잖아요.
Right. 고기도 굽고,
네.
빵도 굽고. So it's all one word. So baking versus roasting. And so for our Korean listeners out there, if you want to know the difference between baking and roasting, roasting usually implies that it's being cooked in some kind of oil
uh-huh.
or something, you know, that there's some kind of fat going on.
Uh-huh.
When you think of like a baked chicken, you kind of think of something white and
yeah,
you know, kind
right.
of moist. But
맞아요.
When you think of roast chicken, 노릇노릇하고 바삭한
그렇죠.
그 통닭이잖아요.
맞아요.
So that's the general basic difference between baking and roasting, again, until you start introducing bread into the mix.
Okay.
And then... language is tough.
All right. Well, I mean, you talked about 식소다. Is that baking soda?
That's baking soda.
Okay.
So we just want to take a little quick detour here to talk about 식소다. So that's baking soda. And then there's baking powder. And there's no Korean term for that because it's not one chemical.
Mm.
Baking powder contains baking soda along with other ingredients. And so it's kind of its own thing. 식소다, it's a sodium bicarbonate. It is a chemical onto itself. So that's why it has a 한국어 term for it.
질문. 식소다, 이 베이킹 소다 굉장히 다양하게 쓸 수 있잖아요.
Mm-hmm.
그래서 뭐 베이킹 소다 어쨌든 러그 카펫에 뿌리고 베큐움도
yes.
하고 때로는 주방 소재를
sure.
사용을 하는데 그 똑같은 베이킹 소다로 베이킹 할 수 있어요?
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
We have an enormous 2 kg bag of baking soda at home, and it's the same baking soda that you use for baking that you use for just about everything else.
Oh.
It's just a pure chemical, like, you know, like salt is sodium chloride, you know, for example.
Okay.
And so, you know, unless if it specifically says industrial use on the front, which is I've never seen before.
Okay.
Yeah, you can use the same one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. 만약에 뭐 lavender 향 baking soda가 있다면.
Oh, yeah, you might want to, unless if you want fake lavender soda.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, maybe you want to stay away from that. But,
and then another quick one that people might be confused by in terms of leaveners is le bain or le bain.
What is that?
So it comes from the French word levain, and which means and the English term for that is leaven. Without getting pedantic about it, it's sourdough essentially. Yeah, so it's the starter. It's the all natural form of yeast, not one you get from a packet, but this, you know, 발효된 반죽 that you keep for a long time, mm-hmm. and then you're using the natural yeast that occurs in the air around
네,
you.
맞아요. 이 카페, 아니 카페, 빵집을 가게 되면 이 sourdough bread이라는 빵이 있잖아요.
Yes.
보면 꽤 비싸요.
Absolutely.
꽤 비싸긴 하지만 이 레시피를 한번 찾아보면 왜 비싼지 알게 돼요. 굉장히 오래 걸려요.
오래 걸리고 it takes a lot of experience and knowledge to be able to make a good, you know, pain de levain or mm-hmm. sourdough bread.
Wow. Yeah. Levain.
Yeah. And then, you know, we can also talk about baking without talking about 밀가루.
다양해요.
There are many different types, but if you're going into the grocery store, you'll notice three main types. 박력, 중력, and 강력.
그러니까요. 뭐가 차이가 있나요? 그럼 어쨌든 뭐 케이크용 있고
right.
쿠키용 있고 막 그거에 별로 사긴 하는데.
So those are all three. They're the basic difference between three of them is protein content, how much gluten they have, and that will determine how strong a dough is. So for example, 박력 is cake flour. That's the weakest. That's the softest of the flours. Cake should be fluffy and soft. And then 중력, uh-huh. which is 중 being middle. All-purpose flour. That's how we would refer to it in American English. Mm-hmm. And then 강력. That's what's known as bread flour in the United States or strong flour
okay.
in Europe. And because that has the most gluten and you need that to make that structure for nice crusty bread.
Yeah, 저도 한 작년 때쯤이었나? 작년에 이 피자 만들기, mm-hmm. 집에서 피자 만들기 조금 빠졌는데요.
Sure.
거기서도 강력이라는 걸 배웠어요. And mm-hmm. I wondered why. 왜 강력이어야 되는지. 근데 주변에 있는 게 중력밖에 없어가지고 mm-hmm. 사용을 하긴 했는데 all-purpose flour.
Right.
It was fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
But it's not one that will make you swoon and
yeah.
you know, like, oh, I'm in Italy.
Right, mm-hmm. right. 이게 다르긴 다르더라고요. Mm-hmm. Once you get into it, I mean...
Oh, it's a rabbit hole.
It really
oh,
is.
정말 빠질 수 있어요.
I mean, 밀가루, flour, there's so many different types that mm-hmm. goes into it. 우유 or yeah. any like dairy products?
Yeah, so dairy products, 유제품.
Okay.
So anytime you see that 유 prefix, it generally refers to dairy. So 분유, we've covered before, powdered milk, that you'll need that for some recipes. 연유 is something that we love to have with strawberries, condensed milk.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you might see some older recipes that call for evaporated milk.
Yeah, 이건 뭐예요? I never really used it because 듣기만 해도 약간 어려울 것 같아서.
Evaporated milk is basically non-sweetened condensed milk.
Oh.
Or condensed milk is rather sweetened evaporated milk.
Oh.
So 60% of the 그 수분기, the moisture has been released from it. To the point where we barely use it. To the point where you most often will find it as 무가당. 연유, sugar-free condensed milk. But the actual term for it is 증발 우유. But you barely see that because we don't really consume it anymore.
Yeah. Well, there you go. I mean, I'm sure there's much more to talk about baking.
Yeah.
이제 우리 지님들 관심이 있는지 없는지 잘 모르는데요. 문제가 별로 없어가지고.
Yes, and then those
texts. 제 탓입니다.
Yeah.
아, 죄송해요.
See if you want to know the difference between 생크림 and whipping cream. If
그러니까.
we don't get any texts, you may never know.
You never know. 오늘 yeah. 못한 이야기는 베이킹 2탄으로 한번 다음 주 들어도 좋을 것 같은데요. Well, in any case, thank you very much. 셰슈, we'll have to see you again next week.
See you then.
오늘 한국어 천재는 여기까지입니다. 오늘 에피소드를 다시 듣게 하고 싶다면 네이버 오디오 클립 팟빵 유튜브 아이튠즈에 한국어 천재를 검색해보시면 됩니다. Well, talking about impressions on the show today, such as 첫 인상, there's a lot that goes into leaving a good impression on someone. But as Henrik Ibsen once said, 1,000 words will not leave so deep an impression as one good deed. Something to think about on this Monday evening. We'll leave you guys with our last song. Here is Olivia Rodrigo, Driver's License. 내일 봬요.
Driver's license last week, just like we always talked about.